Welcome to our Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Today on our program, you're going to hear a teaching that I am using exclusively here on radio. This isn't on my television broadcast, but this is a teaching that I did at a Gospel Truth seminar, and it's being played exclusively for our radio audience. I believe it's going to be a blessing to you, so listen, and at the end of the program, you'll hear our announcer come on and share with you about how you can receive this very teaching that you'll be listening to today.
Forsake you. You ought to be praising God. Thank you, Father, that you aren't giving me what I deserve. You could be rejoicing right in the midst of divorce. I guarantee you, I don't care what has come against you, you got a reason to be praising God. And if you would enter in and just praise God and love Him and praise God for how good it is, it could be worse. Some of you think, oh, you don't know me, it couldn't get any worse. Oh, yeah, it could. If I was God, you'd be a pile of ashes. You ought to be praising God that He's not giving you what you deserve. It could be worse. You ought to be praising God that things are as good as they are. You know, I was preaching along these lines at one of our ministers' conference, and a good friend of mine, Bob Nichols, was on the front row. And it's a long story, but his daughter, Janet, had a car wreck and had a head injury and started having seizures, and then she went into a coma. And the doctors told him that she was brain dead. And Jamie and I were there 2 weeks after this happened. And we were there when the doctor walked in and said, Pastor Nichols, your daughter is dead. You need to take her off of the machines. And I've never seen a person look as bad as Janet and still be alive. She didn't look human. It was pitiful. And Pastor Bob, we understand you're doing the best you can. But you know what? We've got a word from God. She'll be just fine. And he just stood there, and he refused to take her off the machines. Anyway, now it's been now 12 years. She's still alive. She's off all of the machines. She's home. She's not normal. She'll say a few words every once in a while, but she's still in process. She's up walking. The doctors say that there is no brain activity. She's dead, and yet she'll look at you and she'll say a few words every once in a while. And you know what? It's not a good situation, but it's a miracle that she's as good as she is. But they've had 24-hour nurse care in their home for 12 years. 24 hours a day. A lot of people would be singing the blues and talking about how bad it was. And you know what? I was preaching along these lines saying, you ought to be praising God that it's as good as it is. And Pastor Bob just stood up, threw his Bible on the floor, and he says, I've had all of this. I can stand. He says, I can't stand it anymore. And he just started praising God. Thank you, God, that you're such a good God. And here's a man who many people would just find as a total excuse to gripe and complain and to be discouraged and depressed, and the man just can't help it. He just has to stand up and start worshiping God. Many of you were there, saw him do that. I tell you what, we don't have anything to gripe about. If you knew God, just the fact that God Almighty, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He's got a universe to run. There's billions of people on this planet who are all asking Him for something and complaining and griping at Him and telling Him He's doing it all wrong. People telling Him He doesn't even exist. And there's just all of this stuff going on. 6 billion people plus all the angels and the people that have already lived and keeping all the planets in line. And just, you know, I'm sure He's busy. And yet, God Almighty hears every word that you say. And when you say, I love you, He'll be right there like you have His full attention, like you're the only person that exists. He loves you. He's fellowshipping with you. God Almighty loves you, and you don't have anything to praise God about. Nothing else really matters. If you just understood that God loves you, that ought to be enough to put a shout in a statue. That ought to be enough to get anybody to say, man, it's awesome. God Almighty loves me.
Well, but my wife or my husband divorced me. They don't love me.
Well, with respect, who gives a rip? Who's your wife or your husband compared to God? Some of you, I can't believe that. You just shouldn't, you should be miserable if your wife, or, you know what? What that is, that's being codependent upon people. You know, I love my wife, and I praise God that we've got a good marriage, but you know what? If my wife didn't love me, I'd still revel in the fact that God Almighty loves me. I could still rejoice. If you can't do that, you don't know God. You don't know how much God loves you. What I'm trying to say is, brothers and sisters, this is what God made us for. And if you would use prayer to fellowship with God and to just love Him and enter into a relationship, everything else comes out of relationship. If you were in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. It says in Psalms 16, verse 11, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. If you were in the presence of the Lord, which God is always present with you, but you aren't always present with Him. You don't always have your mind stayed on Him and you aren't worshiping Him. And if you would just stay your mind on the Lord, Isaiah 26, 3, He would keep you in perfect peace. There would never, never, never be discouragement. I told somebody tonight, it's been 41 years since I have been discouraged. I haven't been discouraged in 41 years, and I've had a lot of discouraging things happen. I haven't been depressed in 41 years, and I've had a lot of depressing things happen. But you know what? I've got a relationship with God. I'm in the presence of the Lord, and in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. If you're depressed and discouraged, you are not in the presence of the Lord. You are not loving and fellowshipping with God and thinking about what He's done.
Somebody said, oh, but you don't understand. I got a chemical imbalance.
No, you aren't in the presence of the Lord. It didn't say in the presence of the Lord, except for those who have a chemical imbalance, there is pleasure. I'm telling you, brother, and so we've got a million and one excuses, but the bottom line is if you were in relationship with God, who cares about anything else? You know, I had this experience with the Lord, March the 23rd, 1968, and basically the bottom line is God showed me He loved me. I was caught up in the presence of God for 4.5 months, and I just knew that God loved me. I didn't know why God loved me. I didn't love myself. I wasn't lovely, but God loved me. And it changed my life. I immediately became a stark, raving, mad fanatic. I witnessed to everything that moved. People have these seminars and they try and teach you and motivate you and condemn you and sing these songs about, will there be any stars in my crown when at evening at last I lay down? Must I go and empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior soul? Not one soul with which to greet Him. Must I empty-handed go? And we sing those and the altars fill because people are thinking about, oh, I'm going to stand before everybody and I'm going to be embarrassed. I don't have it. You know what that is? That's self-love. It's you are worried about yourself. What are people going to think of me? And we use selfish motivation to condemn and manipulate people. All we'd have to do is if you ever get a revelation of how much God loves you, nobody will ever have to tell you to witness and share with somebody else. Man, the love of God will constrain you and compel you. It's like a little kid. You don't have to tell your kids now. Go out and tell all of your friends how wonderful your dad was to give you this nice gift. And go out and tell them that your gift is more expensive than their gift and make them feel bad. And tell them how wonderful things are with you. No, you don't have to do that. You have to do just the opposite and say, don't go out and make everybody else feel bad because you got the best bike on the block. If you knew what God had done for you, if you really knew how much God loved you, nobody would ever have to tell you to witness, and you wouldn't be afraid of people's rejection because you already have the approval of God Almighty. If you had relationship with God, what people think about you would be a non-issue. I'm not saying you'd like it. Something's wrong with you if you like people disliking you, but you'd be to a place to where, who are you? God Almighty loves me. Who cares if you don't like me? I had a man come up to me one time, just start reading me the riot act. And I just stopped him and I said, wait a minute, who died and made you God? And he said, what? And I said, you know what? I'm saying this. I respect you to a degree, but compared to God, God loves me. And I just really don't care what you think about me. I don't care. Amen. Doesn't matter to me what you think about me. If you come up here and spit in my face, I've had that happen before. I won't like it, but you know what? It's not going to keep me up tonight. God loves me. If you don't love me, it's your problem. You know what I'm saying right here is as rare as hen's teeth. There's a lot of you that say, I can't believe this. You know why? Because you don't have the love of God. You've never really understood how much God loves you. But God loves you. And if you understood that, it just puts you in a bubble. And you know, when I had this experience, right after I had this experience in 1968, I was drafted in 1969 and I went to Vietnam. But I was so in love with the Lord, and I knew that God loved me, that honestly, it's just like it was water off a duck's back. I wasn't even aware of what was going on. I was caught up in God, and it just gave me an immunity against stuff. I remember when my kids were 21 years old, and I thought about if they got drafted and put in Vietnam where people are shooting at you and trying to kill you, and I just tried to imagine how they'd make it, and I thought, God, it is an absolute miracle. Because I was in the midst of things. I should have been killed multiple times in one day. And you know what? There is zero fear. As a matter of fact, I was praying that I could die. I was wanting to die. I was wanting to go to be with Jesus. And I remember that we were put on a fire support base. And we had an area that was half the size of this room. And there was 120 guys huddled there. And we were under attack 40 miles from the nearest U.S. emplacement. And in an area half the size of this room, we took 170 direct mortar hits within a few hours. We were under severe attack. You could see the muzzle fire from the weapons as they came up the hill. And you know what? I had my M16 pointed down the hill, and they were too far away for me to fire. But I was looking down the barrel of my gun, waiting on somebody to come into range. And you know what was going on in my mind? This is God's truth. I was sitting there thinking, oh God, this could be the day I get to meet you. I could get to go to be with you today. And I was so excited thinking about that. And I was praying for the Vietnamese. I said, God, these people don't know you. Oh God, have mercy on them. God, reveal yourself to them. And I was interceding for the people that I was about to kill.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on a better way to pray. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM235 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. You can also get Andrew's book titled, A Better Way to Pray, for a gift of any amount when you ask for book number R321. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.